Good evening. I would also like to add my welcome to any of those of you that might be visiting with us. We're glad that you came tonight, and especially if you are not members of the church, we want you to feel welcome. Any questions that you might have about anything that we say or do, please ask. Have you ever wondered how you can have a joyful heart? How you can be filled with praise? Have you ever wondered how you can accelerate your understanding? How you can increase your knowledge? How you can keep yourself spiritually recharged? I hope these ideas interest you, because these are just a few of the things that we're going to learn tonight. We're going to learn benefits that come from spending time in God's Word. Why do we need to study this? I'm afraid most of us don't believe there are any benefits that come from spending time in God's Word. And I base that on two observations. One is the priority that it takes in the home. How much time do I spend daily in God's Word? And two is the life manifested by people claiming to be Christians. Do I possess the characteristics, the personality, the attitude, the actions of Jesus Christ? We have certain goals in this lesson. Tonight, we're going to learn the importance of benefits. We're going to become aware of some of the benefits of spending time in God's Word, and we're going to learn how to take action and make application. Christianity is a very dynamic lifestyle. It's the best life there is. But do we come across that way to others? Are we getting everything that God has promised us? And are we giving everything that God has promised us? Do we understand why we want to live a Christian life? Think about that. Why do I want to pattern my life after Christ? Why do I call myself a Christian? Let me ask a few questions of a physical nature to help us make some spiritual applications. If I were to ask how many men have a 3/8 inch drill, I imagine I get quite a few responses. I have one, but I didn't buy the drill because I wanted a drill. I don't need a drill. I needed some holes. I need to do some drilling. That's the benefits of having a drill. What would you think of a person that went out and spent $100 for a drill, but he never took it out of a box? He just kept it sitting around to show everybody. What would you think of a person like that? If I asked how many of you gardeners buy fertilizer, I imagine I get quite a few responses. But why? Do you like to buy bags of fertilizer to have sitting around to show everybody? Hey, look at this. We just bought a brand new 50-pound bag of fertilizer. We took the old bag and put it in the den. You know, what would you think of somebody like that? You don't buy fertilizer because you want fertilizer. You want better plants. You want the benefits. But where do we place the importance? Do we sell drills or do we sell holes? Do we sell fertilizer or do we sell better plants? Do we sell church 3 times a week or do we sell joyfulness 24 hours a day? Do we sell sick and tired preaching, telling what we're sick and tired of all the time, or do we sell spirit-filled living? Do we understand what benefits are? Do we have a ton of fertilizer sitting around our house, or do we take it out and put it to work? Do we have Bibles sitting around our house that we never open, or do we take them out and put them to work? What are benefits of spending time in God's Word? Just for a minute, make a mental list while I'm talking of all the benefits that you can gain from spending time in God's Word. How many can you think of? 5? 10, 50, 100. If you can't come up with too many, why did you come here tonight? Why do you want to be a Christian? Let's open our Bibles to Psalms 119, and I think we'll find the answers to our questions. It used to be when someone would mention Psalms 119, the only thing that I could tell you was that it was the longest psalm there is. I could also tell you that it's an acrostic. It's divided into 22 sections with 8 verses in each section. Each section begins with a different letter of the Hebrew alphabet. But then I learned something really exciting. Each one of these sections contains a benefit from spending time in God's Word, a benefit that will change your outlook, your attitude, and your life, a benefit that will change your life from a bag of fertilizer to a bouquet of roses. We cannot discuss these benefits in detail, but I want us to become aware of what they are and where they are. I'll go through and I'll mention the benefits in the verses, and I want you to write them down. Find a piece of paper or a blank page in your Bible, and at the top, write 22 benefits from spending time in God's Word. Okay, let's begin. Psalms 119. How blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. How blessed are those who observe His testimonies, who seek Him with all their heart. They also do no unrighteousness. They walk in His ways. Thou hast ordained Thy precepts that they should keep them diligently. Oh, that my ways may be established to keep Thy statutes. This psalm has often been called the Word of God as the title. Just about practically every verse in here makes some reference to the Word of God. His Word, His testimony, His commandment, the law. It has some reference to God's Word. The first benefit we find is in verse 5. Oh, that my ways may be established. God's Word establishes my ways. Think of all the people that wander through life that have no direction. God's Word will answer that. It establishes our ways. Verses 9 and 10. How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to Thy Word. What will the Word of God do for me? It'll purify my life. In verse 24, Thy testimonies also are my delight. They are my counselors. The Word of God gives counsel. How many times do we have questions we don't know the answers to? We don't know where to turn. We really have the answer right before us. We know where to turn. We know where to get the counsel. It's from the Word of God. Let's move on down to verse 29. Remove the false way from me, and graciously grant me Thy law. God's Word removes everything that is false in me. We don't know what those things are that are false unless we go through and read God's Word to get an understanding of it. When we do this, His Word will remove everything false in me. In verse 38, establish Thy Word to Thy servant as that which produces reverence for Thee. You know, just a minute ago, Brother Smith asked if we listen to the words that we sing in the song. How many times do we say a prayer or sing a song or whatever where it's just out of habit? You know what God's Word will do for us? It produces reverence for God. When we spend time studying God's Word, we're going to develop a reverence for His Word. We'll no longer just mouth words or prayers, but there's going to be that reverence that we have when we approach God. What will God's Word do for us? In verse 46, I will also speak of Thy testimonies before kings and shall not be ashamed. God's Word increases courage. Where else are we going to get courage from? We can't put our faith in anything else. The only place that we can get true courage is from the Word of God. Verses 50 through 52. This is my comfort in my affliction, that the Word has revived me. The arrogant utterly deride me, yet I do not turn aside from Thy law. I have remembered Thine ordinances from of old, O Lord, and comfort myself. God's Word comforts me in my afflictions. You know, God never said that we wouldn't be afflicted, but He did say that He would always be with us. This is a great promise that we have, a great benefit, but it's only a benefit that we can gain from spending time in God's Word. What will God's Word do for us? Look at verse 61 and verse 62. The cords of the wicked have encircled me, but I have not forgotten Thy law. At midnight I shall rise to give thanks to Thee because of Thy righteous ordinances. God's Word guards me from panic. How many times do things in life upset us when really they shouldn't? When we spend time in God's Word, we're going to have that stability that we need to get from day to day through this world. God's Word guards me from panic. Verse 66, teach me good discernment and knowledge, for I believe in thy commandments. What's another benefit of spending time in God's Word? It teaches me discernment and knowledge. How are we going to get wisdom? How are we going to know what's right and wrong? How are we going to be able to tell the difference between what's right and wrong? The only way we can do that is by spending time in God's Word. We aren't going to get that benefit from anywhere else. What's another benefit from spending time in God's Word? Verse 79. May those who fear thee turn to me, even those who know thy testimonies. God's Word is going to make us resourceful. People are going to turn to us. You know, people are asking questions all the time about what's in the Bible. Have they been asking you any lately, or have they been asking somebody else? When's the last time somebody came up and asked you a question about something in the Bible? You know, if they haven't, why haven't they? Do they think maybe, you know, you don't know too much? God's Word is going to make us resourceful, and people are going to see that. They're going to see it in our lives, and they're going to approach us for information that they're going to need. What's another benefit from spending time in God's Word? Well, let's look at verse 87. They almost destroyed me on earth, but as for me, I did not forsake thy precepts. God's Word is going to cultivate patience. There's going to be many trials that we face in this life, trials that are intended to cultivate patience in us, but without the Word of God, we're going to fall short. God's Word is going to cultivate patience in our life. Let's look at verse 93. I will never forget thy precepts, for by them thou hast revived me. What's another benefit of spending time in God's Word? God's Word is going to keep me spiritually recharged. It's going to revive me. It's going to keep me going. Whenever I feel low, when I spend time in God's Word, it's going to pick me back up. It's going to bring me back to life. It's going to keep me going. What happens, though? Usually when we get down, what do we do? Do we read the Bible more, or do we read it less? You know, you can look around just in people's lives, or in your own life, or in my life, and you can see whenever somebody stops reading the Bible, they just go farther and farther down. But the Word of God is going to revive us. It's going to bring us back. It's going to make us stronger. What's the benefit from spending time in God's Word? Verse 98. Thy commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever mine. I have more insight than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, because I have observed thy precepts. When we spend time in God's Word, it's going to accelerate our understanding. There are going to be answers that we find in the Bible that people spend their whole life searching for the answers. We're going to be wiser than our enemies. We're going to have more insight than all our teachers. Not, you know, maybe teachers in the church, but when we look at the world out there, we have the true answers to the questions of life. We're going to be wiser than they are because we have the answers from God. What is a benefit from spending time in God's Word? In verse 111, I have inherited thy testimonies forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes forever, even to the end. The Word of God is going to create a joyful heart. When I mentioned earlier about what are the benefits that we manifest in our life, this is one that I had in my mind. You know, do we come across as a joyful person to the people that we come in contact with every day? People that really know us, are we joyful? Are we always complaining about something? Even when things go wrong, and we do feel low, is there something, you know, that keeps us carrying on, that gives us hope? You know, when Paul told the Philippians to rejoice, he was writing from in prison. It isn't something that our joy shouldn't be tied to our circumstances. Our joy should be tied to the Word of God. And when we spend time in the Word of God, we're going to have a joyful heart, and it should be manifested in our life. What's another benefit that comes from spending time in God's Word? Verse 116. Sustain me according to thy word, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. God's word sustains me when I feel helpless. Have you ever felt helpless? I imagine all of us have. How are you able to get through that? You know, how are you going to be able to get through that the next time it comes along? There are different ways that you can try to do it, but the best way is to turn to the Word of God. God's Word will sustain us when we feel helpless. What's the benefit that comes from spending time in God's Word? Verse 128. Therefore, I esteem right all thy precepts concerning everything. I hate every false way. God's Word enables me to honor right and to hate wrong. It seems like most of the world, you know, they have this just the opposite. They honor wrong and hate right. Especially after hearing the sermon this morning, all of the things that are going on around about us, it seems sometimes like the forces of Satan far outnumber us as Christians. And if you're a young Christian, if you're a child growing up, you know, even for people that are older, it's hard to be able to just know for sure what's right and what's wrong. Where do you draw the lines? Well, the more time we spend in God's Word, the better understanding we're going to have. The more we're going to be able to honor right, and the more we will hate wrong. As was mentioned this morning, you know, when there are certain types of music and lyrics, certain types of movies shown, what's our attitude toward it? Do we hate it? Or do we just say, well, that's somebody else's business, I can't tell them what to do? Verse 133, establish my footsteps in thy word, and do not let any iniquity have dominion over me. God's word is going to cause me to walk in the truth. Establish my footsteps in thy word. How else are we going to know what truth is and how to walk in it if we don't spend time in God's Word? This is the only way that we'll ever know if we're walking in truth or not, is from spending time in God's Word. What's another benefit from spending time in God's Word? In verse 143, trouble and anguish have come upon me, yet thy commandments are my delight. Thy testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding that I may live. God's Word surrounds me with delight in spite of difficulties. You know, this is like with the afflictions. God never promised that He was going to withhold trials from us. He isn't going to take us around trials or difficulties, but God is going to be with us to see us through those difficulties. He is always going to be with us. Trouble and anguish have come upon me, yet thy commandments are my delight. You know, we're going to have that delight in whatever circumstance we're in if we spend time in God's Word. What's another benefit from spending time in God's Word? Verse 147. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I wait for thy words. My eyes anticipate the night watches that I may meditate on thy word. When we spend time in God's Word, we're going to develop the discipline of prayer. Here we find rising before dawn and crying for help. On one of the others, in verse 62, at midnight I shall rise to give thanks to thee. This is another benefit that we're going to have from spending time in God's Word. We're going to develop a discipline for prayer. How much praying do we do? It's probably proportional to the amount of time we spend in God's Word. If we don't spend much time in God's Word, we aren't going to pray much. The more we spend in God's Word, the more we're going to want to pray, the more we're going to be able to develop our prayer life. But what's another benefit that comes from spending time in God's Word? Verse 153. Look upon my afflictions and rescue me, for I do not forget thy law. God's Word rescues me when I am defenseless. Look upon my affliction and rescue me, for I do not forget thy law. When we follow God's law, when we're in it every day, God's going to be there to rescue us when things go wrong, when we're defenseless. What's another benefit that comes from spending time in God's Word? In verse 164, 7 times a day I praise thee because of thy righteous ordinances. Those who love thy law have great peace, and nothing causes them to stumble. God's Word fills me with praise without and peace within. 7 times a day I praise thee. Those who love thy law have great peace. This is another question we can ask ourselves. Do we manifest it in our life? Are we filled with praise? Are we praising God all the time? Do we even praise Him in our prayers, or do we talk about other things? Are we filled with peace, or are we always troubled, always unsettled about something? A benefit that comes from spending time in God, we're going to be filled with praise and filled with peace. What's the last benefit from this chapter, from spending time in God's Word? Verse 176. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. God's Word draws me back when I stray. There may be some times through our life when we do go away from His Word, but if we go back to His Word and read it, His Word is going to bring us back when we stray. As I said, there's no way that we could be able to discuss all of these in detail, but I think this is something that we definitely need to be aware of, where they're located and what they are. But just think about that list for a minute. That's some list, isn't it? How many of these benefits are you enjoying? 1? Are you enjoying 2? Are you enjoying 10? Are you enjoying all of these benefits, or are you enjoying none of these benefits? How can we claim these benefits? How can I discipline myself to spend more time in God's Word? Well, first, I think we need to understand a little bit about human nature. Whenever you make a purchase or a change in your life, there are certain steps you go through. It's awareness, interest, evaluation, trial, and adoption. You go through these whether you realize it or not. Just think about some different things. Think about the toothpaste you use, the car you drive, your investment program, your exercise program. With anything you buy repeatedly or that you do repeatedly, you go through these steps. Nobody ever buys a car they don't know exists. The first step is you become aware of the subject. Nobody ever buys a car they aren't interested in. They buy a car that satisfies their needs, the car that provides the benefits that they're looking for. Nobody ever buys a car without evaluating it. What does it have to offer? How does it compare with other cars? Will it satisfy my transportation needs? Nobody ever buys a car without a trial. As soon as a person turns 16, they usually want to get their license so they can learn to drive, and then they're going to be buying cars the rest of their life. This is one of the most important steps, though, getting people to try something. And it's one of the most important because it's one of the most effective. Why would a car dealer offer you money to test drive a new car? Why would a car dealer offer you tickets to a ball game to test drive a new car? This is a common practice because they know there's a real good chance that if they can get you to try it, You're going to be so pleased that you'll accept it, you'll adopt it, you'll buy it. It'll be part of your life. And if it answers your needs, chances are the next time you'll buy another one. You know, there are people here tonight that drive a Ford. The last car they had was a Ford, and the next car they have will be a Ford. Why? They've completed this process and found the answer to their transportation needs. You know, a salesman would not dare skip one of these steps, and an educator would not dare skip one of these steps. Why should I try to skip one of these steps if I'm preaching the gospel to someone? Why should I dare skip one of these steps if I'm trying to teach the lost? What is the goal that I'm aiming for? Are we after another bag of fertilizer, or are we after a bouquet of roses? Become aware of the benefits from spending time in God's Word. Once you become aware, you will be interested. I can guarantee that because God's Word answers every need that man has. Evaluate the benefits. How do they compare with the benefits you now have? Try spending time in God's Word. Make a promise to yourself for the next 10 days that you will make this your number one priority. Spend an extra 15 minutes every day in God's Word, and make it the first thing you do in the morning. No excuses. If you do this, you're going to want to do it for another 10 days, and then another. And then pretty soon it's going to be part of your life. You know, this is really exciting. But the exciting part is not the discipline that you will develop, although that is exciting. And the exciting part is not the reading that you'll be doing, although that will be exciting also. But you know what the exciting part is? It's going to be the life that you'll be living. It's going to be the benefits that you will be enjoying. Do we understand the importance of benefits? Are we aware of benefits of spending time in God's Word? Do we understand how to take action and make application? Are we ready to enjoy these benefits? To have our ways established, to have our life purified, to have counsel, to remove everything false in our life, to have reverence for God, to be more courageous. Are you ready to be comforted in your afflictions, to be guarded from panic, to have discernment and knowledge, to be resourceful, to be patient? Are you ready to be spiritually recharged, to accelerate your understanding, to have a joyful heart, to be sustained when you feel helpless, to honor right and to hate wrong? Are you ready to walk in the truth, to be surrounded with delight in spite of difficulties, to develop the discipline of prayer, to be rescued when you are defenseless, to be filled with praise without and peace within, to be brought back when you stray? Are you ready to enjoy these benefits? Are you ready to live a life filled with these benefits? If you aren't a Christian, why would you turn down an offer like this? Investigate what the Bible says. Read God's Word. Evaluate it. This is going to help build your faith. Try it. Repent of your sins. Confess Christ as your Savior and be buried with Him in baptism. And then adopt it. Rise to walk a new life to enjoy new benefits. It'll be the best decision you ever make. We pray that you will make it now as we stand and sing.